The composer's name was May Alfterheide, and she was one of the creators of a new kind of ragtime that was perhaps the most famous of her rags. She called it the dusty rag. This was a time when you could count on change, the turn of the 20th century. But our time is also a time of change. Hi, I'm Gigi Yellen. Welcome along to 3 hours of celebrating women composers here on Northwest Public Radio. I'd invite you to visit our website, nwpr.org, and take a look at the playlist where you'll find names like Clara Wieck Schumann, we'll hear her piano concerto this hour, and Evelyn Glennie, a player of the marimba who is also a composer, Fanny Mendelssohn Henzel, and Cécile Chaminade, Augusta Olmes, and Marion Bauer, Lily Boulanger, and Amy Beach, and Judith Lang Zaymont, and Florence B. Price, all of those in our 3 hours together here on a celebration of Women's History Month on Northwest Public Radio. Hildegard von Bingen, you've heard that name, perhaps the first of so many women's thoughts when it comes to creators of classical music. But it turns out that there were several hundred women composers, and going back all the way to ancient Egypt, which a certain professor discovered as she went looking for new repertoire. Her name is Susan Pickett. She's a violinist based in Walla Walla at Whitman College, and she's become something of a specialist in women classical music composers. We'll hear her performing later in this show. Right now, going back to medieval times, to music by Hildegard von Bingen, and then 20th century music based on Hildegard's poetry. That was the composer playing the marimba, Evelyn Glennie, the celebrated percussionist who doesn't hear, but she hears with her feet. And works have been commissioned for her. Orchestras have welcomed her. She is one of the stars of classical music of our generation. And the piece she just played for you, Light in Darkness, she describes as individual wishes. The title and the sounds are individual wishes. Light in Darkness, Evelyn Glennie. Before that, Karen P. Thomas conducted her own O Virtus Sapientiae, music based on a poem of Hildegard von Bingen's, with Karen P. Thomas conducting her Seattle Pro Musica. And you heard Hildegard von Bingen's music in its original form, performed by an English group. Here on Northwest Public Radio, the playlist is on the website, nwpr.org, a celebration of women composers, taking you now to the middle of the 19th century, an era when one of the brightest stars in the entire musical firmament was the daughter of a strict piano teacher who disapproved of her marriage to a kind of a flaky composer, but she made history. Her name was Clara Wieck Schumann, and her primary career, her primary history was made as a concert performer, but she did find time to compose. In fact, she was a teenage girl when she wrote the piano concerto you're going to hear now, all three movements of it. The pianist is Francesco Nicolosi. The name of the orchestra is the Alma Mahler Sinfonietta. Stefania Rinaldi conducts Clara Schumann's piano concerto in A minor on Northwest Public Radio's celebration of Women's History Month.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Piano Concerto, Opus 7, of Clara Wieck Schumann. She was 16 at its first performance, where she was the soloist and her friend Felix Mendelssohn conducted in 1835. Northwest Public Radio is what you're listening to, a celebration of women composers on Women's History Month. That performance of the Clara Schumann Piano Concerto featured Francesco Nicolosi at the piano and the Alma Mahler Sinfonietta Stefania Rinaldi conducting an ensemble that was named for Alma Schindler Mahler, who made an agreement with her husband Gustav Mahler when she married him that she would stop composing. Not a good plan. Alma Mahler Sinfonietta, dedicated to the performance of music by women composers. That's what we're dedicated to on this program. And before we leave Clara Schumann completely, did you notice the cello solo in the middle movement of that piano concerto of hers? That apparently was an inspiration to her young friend Johannes Brahms, when years later he wrote a piano concerto that featured a cello solo. Northwest Public Radio bringing you some American folk music inspired by traditional songs some American women took to the arranging and made some beautiful things for you. Right now, here's someone from England. She was a violist. Her name was Rebecca Clark. Did a lot of composition. A couple of pieces for her own instrument and cello now. Thank you. Music by Rebecca Clark. She was a violist, writing for her own instrument and the cello. That was Kenneth Martinson, viola, and Moises Molina, cello. Two pieces by Rebecca Clark, Lullaby and Grotesque. First performed in 1918. Rebecca Clark lived a good long life, 1886 to 1979. And for a while, she didn't compose and just performed. And she got encouragement to continue to compose. There's a Rebecca Clark Society. Like so many women composers, Amy Beach, Cécile Chaminade, there have been clubs created in the name of these composers. And again, I would refer you to our website, nwpr.org, for playlists and links to more information about many of the women whose compositions you're hearing on this special Women's History Month musical presentation here at Northwest Public Radio. Carol Barnett, a celebrated arranger for the Dale Warland Singers. Here's what she did with this tune, Red River Valley.
Thank you.
The arrangement was by the American composer Carol Barnett for the Dale Warland Singers. Carol Barnett, who writes that she's most interested in communicating with listeners by using musical language familiar to them and then adding something new. Carol Barnett was for a number of years the composer in residence with the Dale Warland Singers. American folk music certainly inspired a composer named Ruth Crawford, active in the middle of the 20th century, good friends with Marion Bauer, a composer from Washington State, from whom we'll hear later in this program here on Northwest Public Radio. Ruth Crawford married into a family named Seeger and had some influence on their tastes with arrangements like this. One of 19 American folk songs arranged for piano by Ruth Crawford Seeger. Ruth Crawford, a composer who at the beginning of the 20th century headed out from Ohio to the big city, Chicago, and then she went off to New York to make a career in the very advanced world of classical music composing. And then she found a different mission, making sure that there was appreciation as an art form of American folk song. She married into a family named Seeger and became a major influence in the folk music revival in this country, Ruth Crawford Seeger. The pianist doing Ruth Crawford Seeger's work is Virginia Eskin. You heard her at the beginning of this program, and you'll hear her again as we listen our way through this celebration of American and European women in classical music. Virginia Eskin, who's made it her business to revive many women composers, a life's work that has taken her to concert stages and radio programs and recordings galore, including Ragtime. Her recording called Fluffy Ruffle Girls, named after one rag, collects a number of women from the turn of the 20th century from the middle of the country doing a number on the American ragtime scene, a collection of, well, treats that we'll offer a couple more from as you listen your way through this celebration of women composers here on Northwest Public Radio. The piano figures prominently because the piano has been kind of the go-to instrument, the piano and before that the harpsichord, for so many generations of women students of performing and composing. Next hour, we'll start with Fanny Mendelssohn Henzel, whose brother made it big as a part of the canon and Western classical music composers. Fanny Mendelssohn, just as talented as a little kid, and you'll hear a piece called December from her suite, The Year. Next hour, you'll also get to hear some influences on her, and you'll also hear a complete symphonic poem by Augusta Olmes, Andromeda, and we'll get to Marion Bauer from a violinist based in Walla Walla, who's done a great deal of research on women in classical music. This is Gigi Yellen. Thanks for tuning in here at Northwest Public Radio.